All right, brush your teeth.
Go to bed.
We hit the mark.
Look at us. No more screwing around.
It felt weird doing it as ourselves.
Now, I realize that I'm only inclined to actually do a character for the closing credits when there's another person in the room that we can kind of, like, fool around for.
Yep.
I'm going to pop this door open and see, if David might be, like, hanging out and
that's
shy.
That's true.
Or if
do you have a number for him or anything?
He's not shy, but he's hanging out.
All right. Awesome.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Good. Good to meet you in person.
Likewise.
Thank you for coming in. That's very nice of you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice and warm in here.
Isn't it? It's very warm.
It's manly warm.
The
in
niceness
here.
Of that warmth is not necessarily.
This is where the magic happens. Huh?
This is the place. Yeah, make yourself at home.
I see you have high grade soundproofing here on the walls.
We do. Yeah,
only the best moving blankets.
You bet.
That money can buy.
So, do you have a preference between? I found this new IPA from Sun River, or the Abominable Can. Whichever you prefer, and you don't have to drink it now if you don't want to. It's just,
I drove, so I probably shouldn't.
There we go. Just as a token of our thanks for coming in. Please do. I'm
happy to do
please
it.
Please do.
Why have skills if you're not going to help folks out?
So we need to, I guess we need to, like, save the thing, right?
I just saved it.
Okay, sweet.
So.
Oh, we can turn this thing off here, I guess. Or I can leave this on. Do you mind if we record you taking the computer apart?
Sure. Go ahead.
Fabulous.
So you can probably hear me cursing a whole lot.
There you
yes!
go.
Luckily, this machine
taped gold.
So do you remember MacForce at all? Were you?
Yeah,
down in
I think was MacForce? No, the Mac store was the one in Lloyd.
Yes, MacForce. The Mac store is the one down by Lloyd. MacForce is the one where they have the Stumptown grocery now. Here, like just less than half a mile from here, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like Salmon and Third. Yeah.
This side of the river.
Yes.
Huh.
So anyway, I used to work there. And
oh, yeah.
Just before I went to nursing school, I was doing, this is the era of machines.
Okay.
That I was working there, and I was doing my prereqs. So.
Gotcha. Nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for offering the services. It was really,
I was kind of surprised nobody else jumped to offer it.
Well, you know, we're not as popular as you might think. That's the thing. No one really knows who we are.
Or it could be that, like, our listenership just is not that tech savvy.
Anyone who would help is somewhere else. So, yeah.
We're one of the hosts badmouths Apple products.
Yeah. Wait, was that me or them?
That was Aaron.
All right, we got the file saved.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know, so I'm good with computers, but I'm not good with, like, soundboards.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
you
what's
can't
kosher
it.
To touch and what's kosher to
yeah,
touch.
I mean, I think the only thing that you might worry about is, I don't know if, like, you need to discharge static electricity or something, but you might be able to do that through the, I don't know. I think the computer is the most sensitive implement here.
I hope you have the RAM that they sent you.
Well, that's the thing I'm actually, here we go. It's down here. We keep our RAM on the ground. There we go. So he did all the research and said that should be the one that goes in there.
Okay. Well, I'll trust him. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. So. He definitely knows what he's talking about when it comes to bike touring.
I'm noticing that.
And I trust him. Yeah. Have you heard his show?
I've started listening to it, yeah.
It's really good. It's and I'm not a huge monologue show fan. Like, I don't do a lot of I'm trying to think of other podcasts that are popular that are monologues. I don't know a lot of them, but it's not my preferred style. But he does
it's
a great
hard.
Job of
it's
it.
It's hard to run a show.
Well, and that's the thing, yeah. Because he has an amazing, personality that kind of carries that. Oh yeah.
Never assume that you're going to have internet. I learned that the hard way after I stopped working for Apple. I was living in L.A., and I did an independent computer consulting gig for a while because people basically throw money at you to fix their computers in L.A.
Oh, sure.
Everyone
has one. Nobody knows how it works.
Well, you know, they can't be bothered.
Right.
Which is, you know, good.
That's us.
Yes, but you're nicer than that. I'm assuming, actually. Presuming your online or your on personalities are the same as...
We try to have some consistency. I think that's the interesting thing about
it. I'm slightly less sedate when I'm on that one.
Because we've talked about, like, we don't really do characters, but obviously the show is not, like, all of us.
No, I think...
So you know a certain part of us really well.
There's a part of my personality that gets turned up. There's that whole showmanship.
Yeah, right.
Side of things. Wait, we're recording this. Now I'm, like, revealing all my secrets.
My evil plan comes to fruition.
That's how do I know you're not a cop?
Tell me you're not a cop.
Yeah.
I got accosted one time on the waterfront. This guy was like, I had a buzz cut at the time. This guy's like, are you a cop? Why would you think I'm a cop? I was like in t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah. Right.
Because your haircut.
Undercover.
Okay.
Do you mind if I photograph you, by the way?
I'll just step this down.
No. Sweet.
If you don't mind breaking your camera.
Hey.
Fortunately, I'm not entirely sure I have the right size. Oh yeah,
oh,
there
look
it goes.
At that.
I love that you're going where we feared to tread. This is like, and it's like it's. I mean, it's relatively simple. It's physics, right? You're just like, hey, we.
It's all familiarity.
Yeah.
I can't work fix a car worth a damn, but. That's mainly because I didn't spend a lot of time doing it.
As a kid.
Nobody
does.
As a kid
or anything. And then I fell into doing Apple computer repair and support after college because I got a lib arts degree. My first round of college 20 years ago. Makes me feel old.
It's all good. My first round was 10 years ago, so I'm getting close.
That's not even close, man.
It's halfway. It's more than halfway
I guess
now.
It's closer than some numbers.
Right.
Wait, I passed... Well, because Yeah, I passed my halfway mark.
I graduated 15 years ago. So.
Splitting the difference.
Yeah.
See, we're all on the spectrum here.
I'm in the median, right?
Be careful about using the spectrum. The median.
Yes.
Did you guys read that email?
Oh, we talked all about it.
I didn't read it, like, the whole thing.
Yeah, we didn't read too much of the actual, we read the best parts. Apple did a great job of making it super tiny. Like...
Now, the thing that Apple does is that they sacrifice... Sometimes they sacrifice fixability in the pursuit of getting things tight.
Right. I don't know if we were on mic when we talked about this, but we're talking about how, like, kind of with a new car engine, like, it used to be you could reach in and fix any part of your, like, American-made car.
Yeah.
And now all the cars are so compact with the engine that you have to take three parts off just to get to one to fix it or something.
Mercedes was doing that in the 70s, man.
Were they?
Yeah.
Luxury cars? Smallest engines?
I wouldn't call it a luxury car, but yeah, my 73 Mercedes was...
It was a luxury car at the time.
It's really hard to work on, just because everything was so tight. Oh, there's the call.
Okay. Hi, Mom.
So this is the part that I thought was going to get a little hard, because I don't want to break it.
See, this is the part where I really want to lean in and watch, but I feel like it probably, like, it'd be awkward for me to lean in and watch. So, I should probably just,
You're fine.
Okay.
You just,
I'll pretend I'm looking at
as long as you don't mind
else.
Getting hit in the face, fine.
Not at all.
Swing wide. Alright, you little piece of garbage, why are you not coming loose?
I'm trying to figure out how to capture this fruit fly and crush it in my fist.
That, I will say, that is something... So I grew up in Texas. And
yeah.
I lived in L.A. for a little while, and then we moved up here. And I have never had to deal with fruit flies before I moved up here.
Really?
Yeah.
In any of the other places you ever lived?
They just never seem to be a problem. I don't know what it is, whether it's that the climate is just more agreeable to it or to them or what.
Yeah.
I don't want to break your... Come on. Ah, you little piece of garbage. So there's a trick. They did not put in here. Because it's...
I think we do have the internet if you need me to look anything up.
Well, somebody made some comments back here. This is what the nice thing about reading...
Hard copies.
Ahead. I feel like I'm going to break the antenna off if I do that.
Is that the Bluetooth antenna?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't use Bluetooth all that much.
Yeah.
We wouldn't... We probably wouldn't miss it much if it wasn't a thing.
90% of the job right here.
Just figuring out how it pops out.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to just come up.
That's what she said.
Damn it, I missed it.
You did. You missed the one time that we're going to make that comment. This is David not trying to break your machine.
I was telling him we don't use Bluetooth all that much, right?
We don't work blue.
No, we don't.
Damn it all. Right.
Wait, so it, is a that's what she said joke technically working blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's part of the
joke. Because it's not explicit.
That, that was part of the joke that I made.
So the implication, yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Never mind, we do need that.
Is that working blue? Now I'm...
Because I thought working blue was like...
Maybe more overt.
I think it's, yeah, I think it has to do with like how explicit the joke is. Like
explicit versus ribald.
You said you had internet, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Except the computer with the internet. That
that's all right.
It's stuck inside that machine.
It's the internet's in
there.
Oh,
no! it's the other model. One I didn't print out. I knew I should have printed both, but then it would have been like 30 pages of paper to bring. And they're really similar. This is a slightly older one.
It's already not enough trees in the world.
I know. It kills me to actually print it out to bring it, but...
Speaking of which, let's get rid of this audible.
Right.
Aaron, did I tell you about my idea about fake sponsorships? I had a whole line of... Yeah.
Well, I remember you, long before we mentioned it on the episode today, talking about Inaudible.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I could see that becoming a really good, real product.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a set of,
selling
like,
nothing?
Well, or a set of, like, headphones that did nothing except cancel noise.
Mm-hmm.
You like, mean, like, noise-canceling headphones?
No. Because those pipe music into your ears.
They don't have to.
But headphones that will pick up the sound that is going on outside and then, like, cancel that out.
Matter, antimatter.
Yes. Which, by the way, doesn't work like you think it would.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we can't slingshot around the sun?
Probably not, nor can you blow up planets with it.
Oh, okay.
So take that, Star
Trek. Suck on that, J.J. Abrams.
Okay. You can't blow up planets with
it. You cannot blow up planets with it.
There go my weekend plans.
Guess what? Haha.
I
don't have to remove it on this one.
Hey! See the internet.
Glad I did not keep going on that.
Oh, the win.
That would have been ugly.
I remember a picture of that component.
ZIF connectors. They are. Anyway.
They're like circuit tape, right?
He shakes his head in disgust. Hey, how long has this ginger brew been here? I'm going to crack that open.
Since you decided not to drink it. No, I got that one
has
time.
Has it fermented by now?
I hope so.
I mean, it was already fermented to begin with.
I picked it up one night.
Oh, I don't know, man. It has a funky smell
really?
To it, like, just upon opening.
It hasn't been refrigerated.
It hasn't been.
Is it supposed to be?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, it smells like kombucha brewing.
You should see what happens.
Four Phillips screws. Remove the recess.
Tell my mom I love her.
Go for it.
Is it better?
There's no glory
with
that.
Well, like, I took a sip and all, like, my sinuses just opened up.
That's good.
So,
right?
You know.
I thought that's what ginger brew was supposed to be.
Right, I got that going.
But, I mean, you're very familiar with this brew, so is it?
Man, I don't know. It's been sealed.
It's supposed to be good until the 23rd of January.
Has it been signed and delivered?
It's his.
It's been delivered. I don't know if anyone signed for this one. I don't know. Like, I think I need, like, another opinion.
Yeah?
Hit it.
That does smell... I mean, this is a strong ginger brew anyways, but it does smell more like...
It doesn't smell gingery, though.
It smells more developed than it usually does.
I mean, the fact that I could smell it...
Oh, yeah, it's got way more kombucha happening than it usually does.
Yeah.
Does it say on the label to refrigerate?
Yes.
Oh.
This is a raw food. Keep
my
refrigerated.
My bad.
Oh, dude.
So we're all going to die. At least you and I are.
So much for reading instructions.
Well, yeah, maybe I should just let this one.
So, have you ever looked at the bottle for the Hefeweizen Shandy that Widmer makes?
No, Widmer.
It actually says to pour out until you have like an inch left in the bottom, and then swirl it around and pour the rest into the cup.
Oh, to get the yeast?
Because it's got like the lemon bitters thing at the bottom. It's supposed to be like. And so I need to stop talking while I'm finish the story.
Oh, sure.
Or doing while I'm talking. And so the other night, I pour one out, and my wife's like, why are you drinking that in a cup? You don't really drink out of a bottle. I said, because the beer has instructions. She goes, what do you mean it has instructions?
Instructions. It's like,
and this is the classic split between me and my wife. Beer doesn't have instructions. Apparently some beer does.
Right. What about the session beer? When you look at the lid, because everyone wants to twist that one off, but then you look at the side of the cap and it says tools required.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Nobody's ruined their...
They do not make twist.
You don't have any canned air, do you?
Any canned air? besides the podcast?
Ha-ha.
Hi-yo!
there might be thing in here.
No, it's okay.
Actually, that's a good thought. I had not considered that myself, but I wonder if there is.
And if I'm going to be in here anyway, I might as well take
6 or 8 years worth of dirt out.
Right.
Here's an electron.
Here we go. Don't tell everybody
we use that. Nice work, Aaron. You make a fabulous hunter-gatherer.
Look at this thing's foam.
Oh, my God!
Wait, did you pour it out?
Yes.
All right.
I'm not going to kill myself.
I mean, I guess that's a good idea. I'm sorry I didn't read the instructions.
I'll be all right.
So this was, this is almost 10 years old itself.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy when I think how long ago I started. Yeah, you only have one RAM chip in here.
Oh, nice. Does it have slots for two?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And you've been running what, GarageBand?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know.
You guys are...
It was on the computer.
Talking about shoestring.
They said we could do it.
Well, you can, clearly. I don't like Ziv connectors because you can never be sure
if they're in.
If they're in right, or if you jack the...
Oh, if you just sort of forced it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't get all the connectors to touch just right. Man, even like the monitor cables, I like that for me.
Well, especially this one, right?
That one's jacked anyway.
We have this weird color balance thing that, like, it only happens when the cable is just so.
This is the part I hate. I really hate on these.
Because
sometimes when you go to put it back together, it makes a big cracking sound, somebody's bone is being snapped in half, and you're like, did I break it?
Buddy effect.
Or did I successfully reassemble it?
Right.
All right. Moment of truth.
I'm still tasting that kombucha.
I know, man. I've been burping it up since I had like my...
Sure. That's one perspective.
It's one way of looking at it.
We're a big tent here at the Sprocket Podcast. Sometimes I'm ashamed of how many pop culture references I try to jam into both my life and the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get a fan.
Maybe all that
I know exactly what I forgot to do.
Shut it all down.
Exactly what I forgot to do.
We turned on the fan and nothing else.
There's a little tiny cable, like a little 2-pin cable in there that you have to lift off real careful. I forgot to plug that one back in. This is why you look at the instructions when you're putting it back together instead of talking.
We're here to distract you.
Right?
Until our computer
doesn't
work.
Doing a fantastic job. You're hired.
So this little James Bond thing you're putting on your wrist here,
it's an anti-static strap. Right. And so the idea is that you clip it to a piece of metal on the computer somewhere, so that you're grounded out so that you don't throw a spark.
Is that you're grounded to the machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be better if we were on a grounded work mat too, but
right.
Things being what they are in general.
It's pretty thick carpet.
Yeah, more static electricity.
Oh, I guess, well, okay, so that's the so never mind. Not the bonus I thought it was.
No, it's all good. I mean, when we first opened the Apple stores, the t-shirts they made were 50% poly, 50% cotton.
That's my favorite blend.
It's a great blend. It's terrible for working on machines because it carries static electricity. You can't wear wool, can't wear polyester.
Yeah, you can't wear anything.
You want to wear cotton.
Really?
If you're working on machine. On
so cotton kills, except for computers.
Except for computers. And then cotton saves.
Right.
Intriguing.
Yeah. It went together so beautifully the first time, too.
Well, the nice thing is it doesn't, like, exactly have to, I mean, it would still work.
Even it would.
Even if it wasn't pretty, right?
But I mean, even if we didn't have the chassis on it, right? Could you just, like, leave it like that?
You could.
Just throw, like, a wool blanket over it. Keep it warm in the winter.
It regulates heat. It's breathable.
Remember how I said I'd talk to things?
Right.
No, maybe
right.
I didn't say that. Maybe I just said I cuss.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned me cuss. I don't think you've sworn yet.
It's because he's being recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, there's still more space there than I'd like.
Just kind of, you know, put it on the ground and step on it.
There you go. I'll let you do the honors.
Perfect.
I'm happy to throw my own stuff around when it's misbehaving.
Yeah, I just realized, because I've never... Even when I bought the computer, I think I just grabbed all the components and, like, dumped them into the seat of the car to go.
Sure.
So I've never actually taken the monitor cable off, and I realized it has those, like, integrated screw thumb screw things. So, like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to keep all the pins in there, like, flush to the jack.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's see if it works. Or if I broke it for good.
There's a little light.
There is. No ding, though.
Well, that's right. I'm not hearing said ding. What if the RAM is just not compatible?
It is possible.
There's always that.
Where is the RAM box?
So here.
Did I put it down over here? Let's make sure that we didn't put too much in.
I can't handle all this memory.
You laugh. Some of the machines will work with 1 gigabyte in one slot and 2 gigabytes in the other, and that's all it'll take. Or it'll only support 2 gigabytes total.
Fascinating.
1 gig, 2 gig, 3 gig max. But it's 5300 PC, 200 pin memory modules. But it only supports... So, yeah, there's too much in there.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So the easier solution would be a new computer sometime soon.
No. We just take this one out, or we take one of those out and put that one in there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then you still get an upgrade.
There we go. Okay, yeah.
Sorry, Tim Mooney.
That's okay.
But
I mean,
thank
that memory is so cheap now.
Right.
That stuff used to be really expensive.
I remember. I mean, I remember before it was measured in megabytes. Gigabytes.
Yeah. Or when thumb drives, like a thumb drive, 128 kilobyte thumb drive.
Totally, yeah.
50
yeah.
or 60 bucks.
I could put like one or two MP3s onto a thumb drive, and I was like, yeah. I'm a pirate.
Did you ever have a pre-iPod MP3 player?
Yeah. Yeah, I had the little mini Creative.
Oh, man, those things were so terrible.
But it was like portable music. I remember listening to... several 90s bands I'm ashamed of on that machine.
And you could get multiple albums on there.
Right. See, that was the thing. It was like, oh, I could just... Well, I actually did. Like, my first walk across the 205 bridge when I lived in Vancouver, mm-hmm. I walked all the way down to Portland along the 205 path, I think, and I was listening to Fastball, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, some Johnny Cash, and whatever else I could find. Probably some Coldplay. So.
90s?
But early Coldplay. I'll have you know.
Before they were big.
I think it'd be too early for them.
No, I mean, well, they were not 90s.
Yeah.
No, their first album was, well, 2000. So, yes, technically, no. But no, it was all on that creative MP3 player. And then what was the one that... there was one that had, like, a USB stick acceptor, and the shell was the player. And
I think I remember the one you're talking about.
The stick was the player, and the shell had, like, the audio interface or whatever.
Set these down.
Or no, the shell just had the battery, that's all. Anyways, it was, it was like a thumb drive player. I kind of still wish I had that one. I think it had its own built-in mic, too, so you could also use it as a, like, voice memo thing. Super low quality. The one I was really excited to get was the CD player that played MP3s off of CDs.
Mm-hmm.
So you could burn an MP3 CD. All your stuff.
You have lots and lots of music.
Yeah.
That one's a 2 gigabyte chip as well. Huh.
So we can run 2 gigs, or we can
run 2 gigs, or you can run 2 gigs in any combination. We'll try this and see if maybe it just only addresses half of this one instead. Boo.
Would that be possible?
It's possible. Sometimes it will only recognize half the memory.
Intriguing.
That was, in some computers, that was the only way to get the maximum memory. Was you had to buy a memory chip that was actually bigger, because you had to put them in pairs.
Right.
Oh, right.
But it would only do an odd number of memory. So.
But why would it do that with this one and not the other?
Well, I'm not sure it will.
Ah.
But I figure if we're in here anyway, we might as well try. Because every once in a while, stuff that's not supposed to make a difference actually does.
Like paint. Am I right? David, did you ever have the Apple Newton?
I never did have the Apple Newton.
Is that like that version of a Palm Pilot?
Yeah, it was
the Palm Pilot, like 10 years before Palm Pilot came out. Mm-hmm. It was
the first iPhone.
It was...
in a way.
It was widely mocked and derided.
It was also black and white.
It was also black and white. But it was one of the first, like, commercially available. I mean,
was it like
very limited product?
Was it like dot matrix, like the Game Boy?
It wasn't far off. I mean, I think it was 8-bit.
I had one when I was in high school.
It surpasses the Game Boy.
Yeah. I mean, not for fun, but...
Yeah. It didn't have a whole lot in the way of games. But yeah, it was like the first personal digital assistant, but it was about...
I mean, yay big, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty big. It was bigger than a TI-89.
All right. You can give us anything? All right. Well, let's make sure we didn't break it. Or I didn't break it.
I mean, what did this thing cost us?
$200.
Not a bad deal.
And how much would you necessarily be making as far as if you were doing this job in labor? Like, already surpassed the...
You would have gotten your money's worth out of it for a RAM install. For sure. Yeah, RAM install is like piecework type stuff, so... Actually, most shops install the RAM for free.
Kind of like Leslie Buck tires.
Because they sell the RAM there.
They sell a little, with a little bit of margin, but, you know, you have one machine that messes with you, and you've lost everything you would have made off of it, especially if you're a smaller shop. Well, that's a total buzzkill.
Hey, man, either way, it's super cool of you to come in and get a shot.
Yeah, I was happy to do it. Like I said, just it's a bummer that it didn't work. I wonder if I have a 1 gig chip. House. Well, no, from an old machine. I just don't.
Would that work? I mean, would it?
If as long as it's the right spec, it would.
Yeah. Okay.
The question is, because you know, you upgrade a machine and then you get rid of the machine, and the person who's buying it doesn't need the memory in.
Right. Right.
And you don't really want to throw it in the trash because it's not.
It's e-waste.
It's e-waste. It's toxic when it breaks down, gets put in the incinerator, so.
I do love the ice cube tray for working on your own stuff. It seems like
it is. It's like anything that you take apart, it's really, really handy.
It's good to sort it out. Do you have so each one gets its own?
In this case, I'm doing each one gets its own. If I was, if you were doing an actual teardown, since these screws would all be part of the same step,
enclosure or whatever,
they would all. They would all share the same pocket more than
okay. I like that this tool is kind of like a, it's like a bike tire lever. It's kind of the same tool.
It is. I think iFixit, this is actually the tool that they send you when you replace the battery on your iPhone.
Oh, nice. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my phone was...
I jacked up my iPod doing that.
Replacing it.
You have to be careful because you can definitely break stuff when you monkey around inside it. But you know, if it's already broken.
That was the thing. It was like, well, it's now holding a charge, so.
That was kind of what it was for me. It was, it would get down to 25% and then just take a dump, so.
Oh, really? So there's like no warning, basically, unless you knew it was coming.
And that was a known problem with the batteries, but my iPhone had taken a dive early on in its life into a gutter on a Christmas Eve.
Yikes.
Getting out of a car, so since there was water damage, Apple wouldn't replace it.
Yeah.
So I spent the $35 and did it myself. Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of back when the iPod first came out, there was this video stunt, I think. Some guys had determined that the iPod battery was unreplaceable and that it only lasted for 9 months or something like that.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember that.
And so they did like this big spray paint crusade throughout, like, I think throughout LA or something like that. But it caused Apple to address the issue pretty quickly, which I respected.
Yeah.
Huh.
But Apple's never been good at self-service. Like,
That has not been their primary goal, no.
Right, because I mean they're aiming in the opposite direction. It's like,
yeah, but I'll tell you, you know, user friendly. This machine is 10 years old and it's still running GarageBand.
Yeah,
we just traded into a Mac Mini after using a 2007 iMac.
Oh, nice!
Until a year ago, when I got tired of replacing hard drives.
Was it the candy colored one?
No, this was the aluminum ones.
The very first aluminum.
No, it wasn't the very first one. Okay. It was a couple of generations in, but it was always a pain to replace the hard drives because you have to get really deep into the guts of the machine to do it.
Oh, okay.
And so after the third one.
But you're replacing the hard drives because hard drives
cheap.
have a definite lifespan.
Yeah, and they're cheap.
The computer itself.
So, yeah, exactly. So I decided I would make a dying hard drive somebody else's problem. I'd gotten my mileage out of the machine. Bought it secondhand for a good discount.
It's kind of like putting a really broken old bike on the street.
It really is.
Somebody else's problem.
Or buying a Mac Mini for $200.
That's true.
As a studio
That's true.
Stretching the dollar. All right. Well, let's make sure it actually starts out before I put it all the way back together again this time.
There you go.
Yeah, they call this thing a spudger.
Spudger?
A spudger. So I think they made the name up.
It's a great term.
Isn't it? It's onomatopoeic.
It spudges.
It spudges. It's exactly.
You can noun it, you can verb it.
It's only one other word in the English language I get.
Oh,
there you go.
So
yeah,
the original
two
memory
gigs.
Works.
Well, I put one of the new Crucial chips in.
Oh, sweet. Would that...
Since it's new, I mean, it's not going to make any... It shouldn't make any difference in the performance.
Right.
But you might as well use the new one if you got it.
Sure.
It
has more shelf life.
I'll look and see if I have a 1 gigabyte chip kicking around. I can't imagine I would still have it, but it's always a possibility.
So is that the maximum number that we could use? Okay, so we can have no more than three.
Still not getting video, though.
Oh. Oh, right.
For me, that's
there
screen.
We go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Screen wouldn't turn.
Oh, that's that weird color thing. That's that happened already.
Oh. It's actually...
Oh, it's the connection on that end. Okay. There
Loose
we go.
Connection. When in doubt, reconnect.
There we go.
Turn it off. Turn it back on.
Right.
Plug it back in. Right?
Beautiful.
that was a thorough exercise.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, thank you. I mean, we wouldn't have known that without your help. You know, it's not that. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I could have conceivably have taken this apart. And
we would have been like,
even done all the steps.
Like, oh, no, we broke it. Yeah. Together, yeah.
And just been like, I don't know. I did it wrong. It's broken.
It's broken. Right. We need to buy a new machine now.
That's and why then, we need the Mac guy.
And then the Willamette will be slightly more polluted.
You run like the full 10 blocks.
Fucker!
Right into the middle.
Well, you gotta get a catapult, then you'll get some lock.
Super
got,
fun
we
this.
We got a roof.
That's true.
Come on. That's like the forever loop there.
One infinite loop.
It's an awesome loop. Funny guy.
That's a 1% joke, right? I mean, like.
That's, yeah. I set them up, you knock them down.
This reminds me of the episode where Jeff took apart our soundboard.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
We had, like, a guitar pick rattling around inside the soundboard.
And oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot. Like, I should have taken more pictures with the thing apart.
Yeah. I took one, like, at the beginning stage.
I'm sure that you're going to, like, get many, many angry emails about a lack of seeing the innards of an iMac.
So.
It's not the emails that frighten us, it's the tweets.
The tweets, man.
Those are just on Twitter.
I have just never converted onto Twitter. I should.
I was a holdout for a real long time. And then I got scared someone was going to take my handle. So
right, see, that's
I
the problem.
I had to create a Twitter account.
Yeah. For your Steve?
She tweets, but then I also, the King of Division also has a Twitter account.
Oh, right, right. And you didn't come up with that's the weird thing. Like,
so
somebody,
someone is donating under the name the King of Division.
I noticed.
We have no idea who that is.
I didn't figure you were quite that.
I'm not donating to my own show. Guess I could.
I should, just to, like, drum up interest.
No, I haven't figured it out. Unless, I don't know. I could also see Anna doing that.
Oh, right, and not telling you about
and
it?
Not saying
it. It's always a possibility.
But yeah. She's, I don't know. Wait, we're still recording, so I'm not going to say anything more about that. And she is a lovely woman.
That's
and
right.
I will stay with her for as long as she will have me.
Smart man. Because you know what the common denominator of all your failed relationships is? You.
Ooh.
That burns.
Hey, I just realized you probably need some stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'll take stickers. Next computer you take apart, like stick one on the inside.
Stick it on the inside, yeah. You know, back when I had, I used to fix ATMs for... Yes, they are. I used to fix ATMs for Oregon Armored Service back when they still existed.
Yeah.
And I had this idea of getting little green army men, and then whenever I would go to an ATM and open it up and figure out what was wrong with it, I'd, like, stick an army man somewhere inside the machine. It'd be like my calling card, you know.
Right.
Some sort
well, you'd
of,
have to pick a particular army man, though.
Right, like a consistent pose.
Yeah.
So and all the guys are like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would get the lane down sniper.
And he's just like right there next to the camera when you open it up. It's a good idea.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a little sign, like a little tiny sign on it.
You've been army man.
Right.
Something, I don't know.
Get your coworkers.
Yeah.
That's like, there was this motorcycle podcast I was listening to for a while. And they had a I can't even remember. It was some sort of like a picture from a male model magazine.
Oh yeah.
But it was. I think it was maybe a full frontal, and they started hiding it inside each other's motorcycles.
That's hilarious.
So it spent 2 months under one guy's seat.
Yeah.
So it's going to become. It's like mm-hmm. made its way around this entire group of people.
It's the Brotherhood of the Traveling Pantsless
right.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pantsless man. Pants. Funniest word in the English language.
Isn't
it's not
it?
Meant to be funny.
Dude, leftover pants. I used that in a tweet this last week.
Nice.
Oh,
leftover
yeah.
Leftover from what?
It was in our bus school yard, or school bus yard, porta potty. Yeah. Some guy had gone in there and destroyed the place and then left his pants behind.
That's not a good
scene. So, yeah.
Hopefully he had another pair.
No one knows.
I don't know. But it makes you wonder how bad things must have gotten for this person to go like, these are done.
I have some experience.
There's no salvaging these things.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Hey, well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Of course, I was really happy to do it. It was fun meeting you guys.
Let's have you back so we can like interview you proper about bikes and things.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know that I have anything particularly insightful to say.
That's our best guest.
Yep.
All right, I'll dig around.
You're
in
a big club of guests who have said that before.
No, everybody else is like they've actually got a thing going on though. Like
you know, not everybody.
Again, you're in a big club of guests who have said that before coming on the show.
Right. Do you? Is there a thing you like to do?
You don't have to tell us what that thing is. Just yes or no. Is there a thing? See,
it would be a good guess.
You won.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'll have my people talk to your people.
Excellent. All right. Sounds good.
I'll check in my basement and see if I've got a gigabyte chip floating around.
Awesome. Nice of you.
We'll see if we can at least get another, 3 months out of that thing?
Right, exactly.
All right, guys. It was a pleasure.
Hey, thank you so much, man.
Yep.
Cheers.
We'll see you later.